The Crab by Jen Brubaker. They said if you put the crab in the freezer for 20 minutes, it was still alive, but it wouldn't feel it when you boiled it to death. I didn't believe it, but I watched anyway. The crab had come from the man at the dock, whose thick gray sweater matched his beard. He'd put it, the crab, not his woolly beard, into a cardboard box and wrapped the box around and around with twine to keep it from escaping. We could hear its claws brushing against the cardboard, lightly tap-tapping like it was confused at where it had ended up. We put the whole box into the freezer, so we wouldn't have to touch it before it was asleep. When Dad cut through the string and took out the crab, he turned it over so we could see its stiff legs. It didn't seem like it was paying attention, so maybe it was asleep. But when he let it go of the pot of boiling water, it hissed and screamed. I was sure it felt everything. I half expected it to snap in two, cold to hot so quickly like that. I hoped it would snap in two, so it wouldn't feel anything anymore. Next day, I leaned over the deep freeze and looked down where the crab had been. I should have expected what came next, but I was like the crab, curious and stupid. My brother lifted my legs up, and whoop, just like when I got dumped into the garbage cans at school, I was head first stuck in the freezer. And then he closed the lid. I couldn't hear him. My ears were full of the scraping and crack-cracking of vegetables and ice underneath me. It was cold beyond the Arctic wilderness we'd creek yard last winter, and I was in a t-shirt, unprepared. I went still and wondered how long it would take before I was asleep. My brother wouldn't boil me to death, even he wouldn't do that. But would he wait to see if I stopped moving? To see if I was as dumb, as easily caught and kept as a crab? He might. When my dad opened the lid to the freezer, the first thing I saw was my wrist, my veins as blue as seawater,